our shit's expensive.
Oh, you know what I forgot to do in the last episode? I think it was the last one. Or 31. I forgot to go, welcome to Why Do We Hang Out, episode 33.
It was the last one.
It was the last one.
I thought you did, though.
No, because we started recording and then...
Yeah.
But didn't we do the intro after?
It might have been the last of the one you were here for last week.
Yeah.
Because, you know, podcast's not complete without me.
But I think...
He agreed to it. That's awesome.
I forgot. I
was hoping he would.
I forgot to do the big Welcome to Why We Hang Out, episode 33, which it was 32 then. But this week, Chris and Justin aren't here because they got stuck working.
Kind of.
Kind of. Justin's drunk. We're going to go sneak off and have a picture with him. Yeah.
No one tell anybody.
Yeah. This man, every 30.
That hurt. Jesus Christ.
So it's just me, Robert, and Jacob.
Well, Jacob didn't really talk. Jacob, you need to fucking speak up more often, damn it.
Jacob talks when the point is necessary.
That long. Yeah. All right.
That's kind of my position.
Yeah, fair point. Sorry,
man. This week, there's, you know, drunk girl talk. Mm. I saw some boobies once.
Yeah.
We talk about our favorite podcasts. Well, two of us do. Jacob doesn't have time.
He's got animal to save.
He's one of the busiest people I know. Yeah, he's got to save your fucking cat's life.
Yeah. Meow.
Maybe kill it.
That maybe kill it?
Yeah.
Why'd you? It's too early to go dark in the podcast.
Sometimes people want to put their kitties down because
and I'm the
cancer.
One that does it.
So Jacob gets.
Well, don't they like hold the cat like this and then like
Jacob
the cat
gets
the
fucking pillow and he's stop struggling.
Let's fucking start the show for fuck's sake.
Dead. Game on.
Game on.
Game on. Hey Jesus, how you doing? This is Satan.
What up, yo?
Hey, you're on the podcast. What are you doing?
I am working.
Yeah, I bet you are. When are you guys gonna come down?
When I'm not working. I'm totally working. But we got like two chin tops and we don't have a person because Gessler made us fire a guy.
Yeah, so that's what we heard.
Justin's hanging out at the bar. He is on his third pitcher.
So he's not working and he's not here?
No, I was going to be his ride, but he was waiting for me to get off, and I was busy, and he had been drinking, and now he's on a third pitcher, and...
Well, we need the movie from him.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
It's at home, it's at his home.
Alright.
His house is like 2 blocks from here.
Oh, okay. Well,
he's
up
behind the Dairy Queen there.
Well, we need that movie, man, because we really want to watch this movie.
Pushing neutral and roll it back.
That's how he got it put back in the parking spot.
Well, so then he doesn't even need to reverse.
Yeah.
Well, no, but, you know, if he needs to, like, back out of your driveway, I don't want to have to be the one to push it into stuff.
Well, no, you tell him to park across the street like the help does.
Oh, that is pretty fair.
Yeah.
I can't honestly argue that, but right now he's, he's on third pitcher.
Third pitcher.
Hanging out with Bill. What? Yeah, third pitcher because it's $10 for any pitcher today.
What is he drinking then?
With Bill. Bill says hi. And then he's flipping you off.
Yeah, because Bill doesn't have anything smart to say ever.
No, that's not Devil Puts Off.
That's fine. Jacob's here, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, we were going to try to come that way, but now we can't, so...
Okay. Well, cancel podcast then, I guess, right?
Okay.
Wow, I'm glad you're so... Well, all right. Well, we have you on tape for it, so that's all right.
Well, we were going to come and do the podcast, but we can't now. I'm stuck here. I'd way rather be doing the podcast, although I need to get it
saved. How about you just leave, and then that'll show Kessler stop firing everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. We would hope.
All right, man. Well... Okay, well, have fun working, and,
Oh, it will be a blast.
All right, fair enough. Cool.
I'll talk to you guys later. All
right, man.
All right.
Stay safe.
Bye.
God damn it.
Well,
I guess three of us could do an episode.
Yeah.
You need to go closer, Jacob.
Yes, sir. Come on,
you don't have to sit in that uncomfortable fucking chair.
Yeah, man.
Or the three of us need to go to fucking Flamin' Joe's and drink $10 pitchers.
Right?
Yes. I totally vote for that shit.
We'll get in trouble with the ladies, bro.
Yes, we will. Hardcore. Hardcore.
That's why we say, let's go to Flamin' Joe's and find out why they're not here yet. It's a recon mission.
Yeah.
And an hour
we
later...
Need everything.
We come home drunk. We're like, I don't know. They got busy.
Is that what we sound like? Because after we're going to have $10 pitcher beers?
Harry? I love the both of you. There's only one of me, Jarrell. Oui.
You turned French. Right on.
Cool. No, I turned drunk.
They're the same thing, right? French and drunk people?
Huh? Essentially.
Essentially, yeah.
I hate Christmas now.
Yeah, because you got all your Christmas shopping done.
Oh, yeah, that's done. That's not why I hate Christmas.
But why do you hate Christmas?
Because I'm a FedEx driver and I hate Christmas because of it. That's hilarious.
Okay, so what was your work schedule like this week?
I work 12-hour days Monday through Friday.
You gotta be shitting me. Okay, so
didn't you work yesterday?
Or Monday through Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I got off a little early Friday.
Okay.
And I only worked like 8 yesterday. But the first 4 were 12s. Wow. That's why I hate Christmas, Robert.
And were, like, half of them, like, Amazon boxes?
No, we don't... Ground doesn't do a lot of Amazon.
Really?
It's Express. They go through OnTrack a lot, too.
Okay.
Because OnTrack does, like, the Western Seaboard.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just shit.
Yeah.
And one of my stops is a huge, like, Wayfair and Walmart and Home Depot supplier.
Okay.
So they ship out thousands of packages every day. Yeah. And we finally got a trailer out there that we can just load, but
yeah.
The trailer pulls at, like, 3, and then it's just, you guys gotta get the rest.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bummer. Now, is this, like, for the rest of the time until Christmas ends?
A couple days before Christmas, it's slower because people are like...
They stop ordering shit online.
Well,
so...
They stop. They haven't met the ground deadline, so now they have to ship Express.
Oh, so while Express gets your fucking...
Yeah, Express gets fucking loaded.
Ooh.
And it's expensive to ship Express, dude.
Yeah.
Like, overnight, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's like, what, $50, $60?
It depends
maybe
on the package.
Yeah.
I sent an empty guitar case to Ohio 3-day air. Because it was cheaper for me, because I had, like, a discount.
Okay.
Still cost me $35.
Holy
shit.
I mailed a flash drive to Texas, and it was $40.
Oh.
2-day. It was $40.
I believe it. Yeah.
Okay, so it was a 3-day express?
Or 2-day.
$40.
For a flash drive.
Mm-hmm. And the flash drive was, like, what, maybe, like, $15, $20?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
But that was my grade, so I had to go to school.
You're like, I'm gonna...
That bitch gotta get there.
Quick. Wow.
Yeah.
That's insane. Mm-hmm. And you're all done with school, right?
I'm on semester break, yeah.
When Kathy and I lived with Justin over at the Yellow House, for some reason our $1,000-something check didn't make its way down to Vegas for rent.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and she's like, I need that check. I need to pay the mortgage on the house. And we're like, well, fucking mail lost it. And so I was working at DHL at the time, and I knew that the hand sheets, one copy stayed on the package,
yeah.
One went to DHL, and one went to the customer, one went to DHL.
Okay.
And so I pulled the one that went to DHL off, and I put it in the Dropbox. Maybe this is one of the reasons they went out of business, or like... Stop domestic shipping in the U.S. Because I kept the DHL copy and the customer copy and I threw it in Dropbox. And they never charged us for it.
Huh.
Huh. It got there overnight to Las Vegas.
Wow.
I cheated the system.
How does that feel?
Oh, fucking great.
I bet, man. Fuck.
Yeah, they got...
You're like fucking Donald Trump and shit.
We were supposed to save, like, the little blue DHL copy, and I would come back, like, days later with just pockets full of these things. I didn't know they were the billing receipts. But I never turned them in. They're like, you got your billing receipts? I'm like, totally. Here you go. And they're like, Drew, we fucking need these. Oh, I just thought they were fucking paper. No.
They were colored paper. I don't care.
Yeah.
Wow. That's funny.
Oh, man, I hate Christmas.
It's not that bad. I mean, at least you don't get any carolers and shit, you know? Or do you? You do live on a busy street.
No, we don't get carolers.
Well, so that's good. And they always portray that shit in movies. And I never seen, like, a real, honest-to-life, in my reality, a real caroler. Like, have you?
No, well, for Justin's birthday one year.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Either Justin's birthday or Valentine's Day. I think it was right after I left Joe's. They got a group of carolers to show up, like, right after his lunch shift.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And sing to him. I think it was for Valentine's Day. They sang a love song.
Nice.
Chris and or Justin has this on their phone.
And they're not here to share it.
Yeah, because they're all fucking work. Well, Chris is working. Chris Justin's is working. Getting drunk. Yeah.
Justin's drinking $10 pitchers.
I still suggest that we just end this episode like a little early and fucking go down to Joe's for a minute.
Okay.
Try to find them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Maybe share a pitcher.
Yeah, maybe. Or two.
I ain't got much cash.
I do.
Okay.
I have no cash.
Yeah. Pitchers on rock.
You go to school and you got kids and a family. I'm like, I'm single.
Yeah.
Kinda. I have a girlfriend, but she doesn't really like to spend money on, so that's great. So.
I did get my Christmas bonus, though, because I have a generous boss.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Is it like a National Lampoon, like, you know, bonus, or is it
that was
a real bonus?
That was my DHL bonus.
You gave me a fucking thing for Jelly Bean Club?
My first year at DHL, I got $25 with the taxes taken out.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Really?
I worked at FedEx 2 weeks. I got a $5 bonus.
Fuck yeah.
After taxes.
That's
so it was like awesome. Yeah, it was my last boss. I'm not going to tell you what this bonus was, Don Mike. But it was my last boss.
Why won't you tell us? I thought we were friends.
I don't know what the fuck. I'll tell you guys after.
Oh, you can turn off the mics and then tell us?
I don't want to fucking
work. See, listeners, this is what you get.
It's
he
not
doesn't
the world's
trust
fucking
us.
Business. But I did get, he gave me $500 and I was looking at it after taxes. So it was like $630-something.
Oh, score.
Yeah, but he had calculated with the taxes. My current boss just gives us a gift card so he can write it off and he doesn't have to take taxes out. And I'm like, whatever floats your boat, man.
That's a smart way to do it.
Yeah.
Totally.
So...
Well, like, what kind of, like, a gift card to Amazon, or
a Visa gift card.
Okay. Sweet. So it's used for...
Now your fucking phone's on. I turned mine off and deleted the recording.
Yeah, you guys will never hear that.
But I might...
Wait, what?
I said I might get a... Yes.
Nice. I'm trying to get one for my birthday, because my birthday is soon.
Yeah.
When's your birthday?
January 7th.
Boom! 3 days after... Paul Robinson's birthday.
Oh, 5 days after Paul's birthday.
Oh, yeah, his is the second. I always mix that shit.
You fucking piece of shit.
I know, right? Like, who doesn't sell a bass and just, like, you know, shit? Yeah. And we're not going to get into that. I'm sorry.
Fucking dude.
Yeah, you should really tell it. Maybe he's listening. Mm-hmm. No? Because maybe he'll feel obligated to, like, be, like, the right person and get your shit back.
A, he's not listening. B, he doesn't care.
He might listen. You never know.
Well, okay.
You haven't really met him because he's been part of that, like, that ministry, that biker club thing, which is actually a really cool place.
I saw his dad at the truck stop one day.
His dad is so fucking cool, though.
I like his dad, except he took me and my brother to Passion of the Christ because he thought we were heathens. Yeah. Oh, and people... So we watched Passion of the Christ. I think it kind of pissed my parents off that he took us. But
that's the funniest thing.
Yeah, we watched Passion of the Christ, and we're giggling, and people around us everywhere just crying. We leave the theater. People are out in the lobby just crying their faces off, right? Carter and I get back in the car with Paul. Like, we took my car, me, Carter, and Paul.
Yeah.
Paul's up front with me, and Carter and I get in the car, and the first thing that comes out of both our mouths was, I knew it was going to happen. And Paul, you could see Paul was kind of pissed at us.
Not even a smirk? Does he really take his religion that seriously?
That's when his dad started getting into it. Like, I had a Darwin fish on the back of my Saturn.
Yeah.
And we think his dad pried it off. And then I got another one. I put it in my glove compartment, and it was missing a couple days later. Like,
Jesus.
Yeah. That because his dad wasn't
uber religious. Jesus.
Yeah, his dad wasn't uber religious when, like, we started hanging out, but then he, like...
Didn't he get cancer, and then he, like...
No, he found God while we were in high school and shit. Oh, he got cancer after that.
Yeah.
But, and his dad's super cool. Loved him. But,
super nice.
Yeah.
He's total racist, too. The one thing that I always remember... Like, if I ever wanted, like, just to crack a joke just out of the blue, it's like I'm sweating so hard and, you know, it's like a nigger trying to read. And I'm just like, oh, my God.
That's the first time I heard Paul say something racist.
Oh, okay.
We were coming up Doomsday Hill because we were paintballing down at the bottom.
Okay.
And I kept having to stop, like, every 10 feet because we climbed up the side instead of going around because the rest of us could make it up the side. Paul's a large fella.
He's a big boy.
And he's like, he said something like, I'm sweating like a nigger trying to read, or I'm sweating like a nigger in church, or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, dude, what the fuck?
That's okay, my dad says it. Yeah.
Holy yeah. shit. I know other instances, but...
Do we have, like, any racist jokes we want to share on the cast?
No.
Why not? I shared mine.
No, Chris isn't here, so it's not okay.
It's a perfect time to do it. Chris isn't here.
No, I say it when he's here. That way he can confirm it or deny it.
Well, he'll confirm it. When we go down and visit him. And like, hey, you want a pitcher of beer? Oh, no, you're working. Sorry.
Justin's going to be three sheets to win, but you're not going to know it because it's hard to tell when Justin's drunk.
Really?
I've seen him drunk like twice.
Is there like little key points that you can tell that he's
like,
drunk?
No, it's like normal drunk when you see him drunk.
Yeah.
But you could see him drunk and not fucking know it, dude. We were at his birthday party this last year, his 30th birthday party.
Yeah.
That's one of the times.
30-30.
Yeah. I swear to God, anybody says that on my 30th birthday, I'm just going to punch him in the neck.
How about, I'll just call you fucking Jack 30. How's that?
That's fine. All right. It's not Dirty 30. It's not some fucking drunk white girl going, I'm my 30, wearing a fucking princess crown.
Tight-ass dress, and she's like fucking
yeah, wearing a fucking sash, and she's like, I'm 30, you gotta respect me, I don't gotta respect shit.
Let me have my fucking drink.
Let me have my beer, get the fuck out of my face, but I need a drink! You had enough.
You can do this fucking cast all by yourself.
No,
you have your alter ego, like, drunk 30 woman.
Yeah.
It's my dirty 30, you guys! It's my birthday!
Oh, I don't think I've ever met someone who's, like, that fucking stupid. Have you?
I've been at the bar when those people were there.
Well, you worked at a bar. That's right. I haven't worked
not
at a bar.
Not even at Joe's. Like, just... I don't even go to the bar that often.
I don't either.
Because Kay, like, has never been able to drink, so yeah. We just don't go to the bar.
Well, it's cheaper to fucking mm-hmm. buy it here.
Yeah, buy it at home or make it at home. I gotta put the hops in that beer.
Yeah, dude, I'm serious. Yeah. When are we gonna have that?
Next week I'll fucking finish it up. Okay. And then the week after we can put it in the keg and let it carbonate and shit. Yeah. It's fermented. It's fucking done. It's essentially just done, and it's sitting in there. Towels over that just so the light doesn't fucking hurt it.
Yeah, that makes... Yeah. Good job, Rob.
Oh, did you knock something off of there? Knocked the lid off? Okay. It's cool. Because Justin fucking knocked off the whole stop, and he's like, how long has this been on? I'm like, you just did it, Justin. No, I didn't.
Of course he didn't. He doesn't do anything.
God damn it. Justin does nothing wrong. Come on.
So that beer is done. I gotta put the hops in, because that beer's got a dry hop. Which means, so we put the hops in when we brewed it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Dry hop is like a hop, well, it's an after hop. It's floral,
yeah,
a little bit of taste, and it just makes it hoppier. I could add or not add it, but it's an IPA, so let's fucking put hops in it.
Yeah, it's an IPA.
Yeah. One thing I don't like about this board is it doesn't, I still haven't figured out how to make it...
minimized?
No, because when I had the old board just plugged directly into my sound card...
Okay.
We got big, big fucking...
Oh, waves?
Waves, yeah. And what we really need to fucking do is just speak directly into our mics and not 10 feet away like Chris. Yeah. Sits back here.
Fucking laid back. I got my big black boy. Fucking piece of shit. Wait, wait, he has those what, black
boys? He's got a big black guy voice.
Alright.
Thank you for telling me that too. I was thinking about getting you guys for Christmas, but we're broke.
Even with your fucking Christmas bonus and shit?
That oh, no. Tell us that's a fucking PlayStation 4 right there.
So I know it's at least $250.
Yeah. At least. He's four. I said it, sorry.
Fuck
my bad.
You.
I know, I suck, huh? So we should, like, delete this and just go visit Justin?
Yep, just delete the whole fucking podcast.
Yeah, the whole 20 minutes. Gone.
No, but,
I said we should make this a 30-minute podcast.
30, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Shortcast. Yeah. One time, telling Steve, Dave, I was listening, and they got on, and they're like, I don't fucking feel like it today. Tell them, Steve, Dave, and they left, and they went and ate tacos or something.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, it was like 3 minutes and 50 seconds.
What the fuck?
And they put like a Hulu hat on or something.
That's great.
It was just a bad day, and then they felt bad the next week. But
well, tacos are pretty good, though.
Tacos are pretty good, and they do it at the comic book shop.
Yeah.
Like down in the basement, I think.
Ooh.
And they've got a surf taco right next door.
Amazing.
I don't know what surf taco is. I don't know if it's a chain.
I'd love to have
a fucking
taco, any kind of taco chain near my work. And it's Taco Bell, which is kind of...
Yeah.
It's not really that taco-y.
I used to fucking love Taco Bell, but now they're just getting more into stoner food.
And... Yeah. I don't get it. I mean, I'd rather go to fucking Jack in the Box, tacos.
Yeah.
A two for a dollar. Oh.
You guys weren't there.
You ate a 30, right?
No.
Make a throw up.
Yeah, we had a Jack in the Box taco challenge.
Yeah. How'd you do?
So we all got 10. I won. We all got 10.
Good job.
And then I finished my 10th, and Justin's like, no. And he eats it. And so we go back and order like 4 more apiece.
Oh my God.
And we're just sitting there, and Justin finally drops out. I'm like, you fucking suck. I could have just won at 10. I can't let you have that, Drell. And Chris and. Oh, who else was there?
Chris lost the food challenge? He usually wins everything.
Okay, when we did our rib eating challenge, the first real one,
okay,
when Justin almost killed us up on Palisades, Chris and it was Black Guys versus Fat Guys.
That should be a TV show.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Or a t-shirt. First annual Black Guys versus Fat Guys rib eating challenge. Who will take home the trophy? Chris and the Doc won.
Okay.
Because Justin didn't pull his fucking weight.
No.
And he weighs the most.
What does that say?
I don't know. That he can't fucking eat, and he eats the kids' portions, just like Chris attests to every time. You saw it at the war show!
I did.
Justin bitched out, and you ate half of his scramble.
Yeah,
not
I did.
Not most of it, half.
Fair. Yeah, more than that, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you were eating my fucking scramble, and you almost got a fork in the hand.
It was worth it.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was really good, actually.
You get satellite scramble with gravy and cheese at the satellite.
Oh, best. Never had it.
Best when you're drunk.
Next time we go to the show. You know what? We should pick him up after the Star Wars, and we should go to the fucking satellite.
If we go Thursday, I've got to work at 6 o'clock the next morning.
You didn't get it off?
He has Christmas.
There is no fucking getting it off right now, Robert.
Oh, that's right. I work for the school district.
I don't even have my own fucking day off. I have to work Saturdays. So I was there yesterday, and I was looking light. And I was like, I'm light. Everybody just dumped shit on me. And then I finished the day at 80-something stops.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But I can still... There's a little neighborhood called Eagle Ridge.
The what?
Eagle Ridge?
It's a neighborhood called Eagle Ridge.
Okay.
It's on the side of a hill. Carter lives at the bottom of it. He doesn't live in Eagle Ridge. He lives, Eagle Ridge. And he fucking hates all the people. Because it's upper middle class. It's semi-rich people.
Yeah.
And then you go further down to the Hangman Valley Golf Course. Okay. That's where rich people live. Oh, that's yeah. where rich people have golf carts that cost more than my fucking car and drive them up to their mailboxes and then drive them back.
And that's it.
I had a jumper last year for Christmas, and we kept going down to the Hangman Valley housing development there.
Yeah.
And he's like, that car costs $120,000. That car costs $200,000. Jesus fucking Christ. Holy my God. Little Focus cost $4,000 used. My van cost $11,000 after we got fleeced at the fucking dealership.
Oh my God. No shit. So, for a golf cart?
I can still do 30 stops an hour in Eagle Ridge, and I felt like a fucking king yesterday. I was like, ah! I am all that is man! Fuck and I didn't really want to work after that. But
well, because normally kings don't want to work after.
I didn't want to work in the first place. Yeah, but, sure. But is there days where they pay? King, so yeah, I'm not right. a fucking king. Yeah. There's that.
Oh, boy.
I had fucking stories about work this week that I really wanted to run by you folks.
Maybe now you're going to look on your phone.
Did you type them down?
I might have typed one. I might have typed something else, too. Magicwheelchair.org. Nope, nothing.
Nothing?
Yeah, magicwheelchair.org is this guy, though, that makes fucking cool Halloween costumes for kids in wheelchairs. Like those big monster, like Superman flying through buildings.
Oh, yeah, I saw those.
Yeah, yeah,
those
yeah.
are cool.
So this guy has a kid in a wheelchair, and then he got, like, buku donations, so he started making them for other kids, too.
Yeah.
I want to make a sweet fucking wheelchair costume for Atticus.
Hell yeah.
Problem is, taking Atticus out for Halloween, if it's a neighborhood with a bunch of stairs, like yeah. My lovely in-laws live at, I gotta carry him up the stairs, and I gotta carry him back down the stairs, because, you know, that neighborhood, yeah. all the houses are on hills.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind sitting at the bottom of a porch, because people usually come down for the little kid in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
But you gotta take stairs to get up to their porch.
Oh, shit.
He almost killed me last night.
We got a workout, though.
Yeah, now he's heavier.
Yeah, and then when you add a costume onto it, like all the, like...
Well, then the mall.
Yeah, and then we went to the mall this year with Jacob and Tabby. It was cool, but it turns into, like, this cattle feet, or this, cattle crawl or whatever. Okay. You're just like, in this huge line that just goes around the mall.
Oh my
and
God.
The mall has lame shit candy.
Oh, that's kind of sound. That's so bad.
So maybe we won't do. But it was like rainy and gross this year on Halloween.
Yeah, it wasn't really.
Because we were going to hit neighborhoods up. And then we hit my mom up and we just jacked all her chocolate and put it in the wheat.
Yeah, yeah.
Soon they're going to want to eat their own Halloween candy. Right now, Halloween is for the parents.
They got the, yeah, they got the
Elliot's
bucket's man.
Still full. She's carrying it around today.
Oh, we ate all the good shit, and then we put the rest in here, man. And Chris ate a bunch of it. During this lovely podcast.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can hear, it's on episode 31, yeah. The last fucking published one.
Because you're like...
No, you hear, crinkle, crinkle, crinkle. And I say, don't eat all the fucking chocolate. Yeah. I'm not going to eat the chocolate.
Well, then there was another one you're like, don't eat my kid. That's my kid's Halloween candy you're eating.
No, no. It wasn't that it was the kids. I told him not to eat the good shit. I don't care if it's the kids. They don't fucking want it.
No.
Jack likes suckers. He can have all the suckers in there.
Jack only likes suckers?
He likes chocolate. He's getting into, like, sickles and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just tell Elliot it's candy and she'll devour it.
Yeah, she's like,
she doesn't care.
Magic C word.
Candy! So we're at 26 minutes.
Yeah,
we're doing alright.
Yeah, no, actually,
doing too bad. Yeah.
Drunk girl shit.
The drunk girl shit. Yeah, just do that more.
Maybe that's what I'll call this podcast.
I did it, fucking did it!
Oh, it's my 30th, everyone. You gotta fucking buy me a shot. Yeah, I'm gonna buy you fucking anything. Damn.
The funny thing is like, you can actually, like, when you hear him say that shit, you can visualize a drunk, crooked tiara, fucking, maybe the lipstick just is kind of a bit smeared, and do that, and just... Oh, it's so good.
One of my, so when I was at DHL, one of my managers was turning 30 or something.
Okay.
Yeah. Or she might have been old. It was just her fucking birthday. So we showed up to Mama's out in the valley, you know, out on Broadway and Fancher. It's in the back of that Thai restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of got it.
It's
like kitty corner from the Conic or the Chevron there.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. And the Thai restaurant's all right. But there's a bar in back called Mama's, and fucking everybody likes it, and I don't get it.
Well, whatever. It's kind of like the Rift. I mean, it's so I don't like the Rift at all.
I've never actually had a drink at the Rift. I just pick people up at the Rift.
Yeah.
But
I mean, the cheap drinks.
Well, okay, people like the Rift because they have 40s of PBR for like a buck and a half,
yeah.
And so you can get drunk there, and it's you know a 10x10 fucking cube with a bar in it, so there's no space.
No.
People love the fucking Rift. But Mama's, we went out there once. I got my nipple licked by Andy. Not Big Andy, but this other, Hoops, with the that we met at Guar.
Yeah.
Yeah. He licked my nipple because we were drunk.
You just totally passed, like, the most interesting
part. Yeah, Andy licked my nipple.
Licked your nipple.
Yeah.
How the fuck did your nipple get exposed?
He said.
And why did he fucking lick it?
Because we were all drinking a little bit. And
I wouldn't lick your nipple if I was drunk.
Andy says things like, I'm so happy, Jello, I could lick your nipple. And then I lifted my shirt.
No.
And then he licked my nipple. They also had one
Did
of those,
you get aroused?
A little bit. Right. Like, you know, just a little butt.
I'm glad you're honest.
That's all right.
Are you sure?
It's nice.
Oh.
Mm.
So now he does fucking gay Jarrell and 30-30 woman. Jarella and
yeah.
Jarrell.
We were also pretty so drunk that they had one of those. Have you ever seen those breathalyzers for fun?
No. They have breathalyzers for fun?
Yeah,
for fun?
That was like $2 a piece, and we all blew like 4.0s, which is 400% alcohol.
It's gotta be fucking wrong.
So it was broken. But we were drunk, and we're like, let's see what yours is. And we pugged $2 more. It's like, why the fuck are we doing it?
We could spend that shit on beer, not
we spent
breathalyzer.
Four fucking ever trying to get Chris to do karaoke while we were out there.
What? Chris doesn't do karaoke?
He didn't want to. Which isn't surprising. It's Chris.
I don't want to do karaoke.
I don't know.
Yeah. We didn't want to do karaoke either. But we signed him up anyways. And then we're like, you gotta go. And so he's like, okay, well, it's a fucking flipping through the books. He's like, okay. I want to do Jungle Love by Morrissey and the Time. We're like, great, do it.
Perfect song.
Right?
Good stuff.
So, then, Mama, the little Asian lady that owns Mama's, who owns the whole fucking restaurant and all that, comes up to me and she's like, your friend wants to do Jungle Love, but I don't have it. I'm like, all right. Does he want to do this Jungle Love? And it was Jungle Love by the Steve Miller Band.
Oh, no.
You know, I think it's the Steve Miller Band. Jungle Love is driving me mad.
Yeah.
It's making me crazy. Right?
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, have him do that one. I didn't care. So
you were drunk.
I wasn't even drunk at this. This was early in the night.
Oh, you're just like, this is going to be fucking
funny. Yeah, this is going to be fucking funny. Right? And because the little karaoke booth is behind the screen. So she called me up and she's like, will he do this one?
Yeah.
He'll totally do that one. And then he got up and he's waiting for that. Ooh, blah, blah, blah,
yeah.
And that fucking Steve Miller Band song comes up. He's like, what the fuck is this? I'm like, well, they didn't have the other one. And Chris is just panicking, dude. But going back to my DHL boss's 33, these were different times at Mama's. We were out there. Everybody I worked with fucking smoked. Okay. First we would get the truck because it came in at like 4 o'clock in the morning, then the plane would come at like 7.
Yeah.
So we'd sort the truck, and then we'd be waiting for a plane. Everybody would walk out and smoke. There was me and one other girl who didn't smoke.
Okay.
That's literally it. I'm like, how do you guys all do this all the time? That's expensive. We
it
don't
is.
Get paid shit here. And so it was her birthday. By the time it was me, Kathy, White Chris. Yeah, because I think White Chris was either, he wasn't living with us, but he was hanging out a lot.
Okay, cool.
So we all went out to Mama's. And we're all hanging out. She's got the fucking tiara on and the sash. And they're all drunk. And she flashes all. Oh, Justin and Chris were there, too.
Oh.
And she flashes all. And her boobs were not what I thought they looked like.
Okay, so, like, you got this, like, you got, okay, you got to describe.
Bigger, a little saggier. Like.
And she's 30.
She was a skinnier chick. Okay. But they were bigger than I thought they were. They were saggier. I'm like, well, all right.
What about the nipple? Like, was the nipple, like, just big? Fine. Or just, like.
A little big.
Like, little big? Well, you gotta describe the fucking nipple, man. Like.
Inch.
What color? Dark gray?
Like, I don't remember. It was dark outside. We were outside on the fucking smoking deck. Because everybody was smoking their face off.
Oh, my God.
Thing is, she flashed us. We're driving home. Justin's like, I saw your boss's tits. I don't know how to feel about that.
Oh, my God. No.
Oh, we were living with Justin. That's right. That's why he came out with us. I don't know if Chris was there. But Justin's like, I saw your boss's tits. I'm like, yeah, I know. Me too. And so that Monday.
Probably the most awkward.
So my truck's at the beginning of the belt. And she has to be up there to scan every package, like, to our contract.
Okay.
Say it's arrived off the plane.
Yeah.
Or off the truck. Right next to me. And I'm just sitting there like, I saw your tits on Saturday, and I don't know if you know that. Because you were drunk.
You actually said that to your boss.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that
at all.
You should have. No. Because, A, I might say that now, but back then. and right now, it's a big might. But. Not right now.
It was her fault. Why would she get mad at you if you told her?
She wouldn't get mad at me, and that's the thing. I guess I didn't go out with her a bunch, but I guess her shirt comes off a lot when she's drunk, which is cool. I like titties.
Everyone loves titties.
Right? But I didn't know that, and so I'm sitting there just getting my packages off the belt. I'm like, man, this is awkward.
No, then was it that awkward, like, that whole week, or was it just that one day?
It was that one day.
Oh, God.
And then I talked to White Chris, because I was a secondhand smoker, because we'd go hang out.
Okay.
He'd smoke, and I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, whatever. Yeah. So that happened. Oh, I know what I wanted to talk about. And I don't know if you listen to a bunch of podcasts.
No.
I know he does. What are your top three podcasts, and what's a podcast you would tell somebody to listen to?
Well, obviously it's ours. I mean, like,
yeah, okay, put ours aside. Like, say you got noise canceling headphones on and our the fucking Why Do We Hang Out gets left out of there. I love Why Do We Hang Out because I love listening to me and my friends fucking bullshit.
Yeah,
that's why I know we don't have huge fucking numbers,
but it's mostly for us, really.
I just like listening to me and my friends bullshit.
Yeah,
and it costs me like not a whole lot. Well, it's equipment I'll still fucking use. We got Kessler to pay for our fucking
subscription,
our server fees.
Yeah.
So, what three podcasts are what's your top three podcasts?
Well, see, I don't really listen to a lot of podcasts. There's this one show. It's down in DC. It's called the Mike O'Meara Show.
Yeah.
And
sounds sportsy.
It's kind of not, actually. You have this old DJ. He got fired from CBS.
A lot of fucking DJs get into
in podcasting afterwards, and like, it's amazing.
Adam Carolla got off of it because fucking KTLA or whatever he was working at sucked.
Yeah.
Now he's got this most downloaded podcast ever.
I know.
He's in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Jesus Christ. And see, I listen to some of his, and I'm like, I'm not a big fan of his, but
I listen to his, like, if I don't have other, because I'll skirt through everything else, but he's got a five-day-a-week podcast. So,
yeah, he does.
Or if it's somebody I want to listen to. I like his show. But
yeah, yeah.
Anyways.
Okay.
So, yeah, Mike O'Meara Show.
Yeah, it's a five-day-a-week, Monday through Friday, and you pay, like, $3 or $4 for the bonus show, which you'd actually hear him cuss.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of fun. And
yeah, a lot of people won't cuss because they don't want that explicit tag.
Yeah.
They put that on
We
like,
have
when
to.
I was signing up for iTunes,
yeah.
They're like, you need an explicit tag? Do you cuss a lot? And I'm like, there's no way we're making this clean. So I put the explicit tag on there.
Too much editing.
Yeah.
And that's my number one go-to. And it's Batman on Batman's my second one.
You like fucking...
I love Batman on Batman.
What's his name?
Mark
Bernardin?
Yes. Fantastic.
I like Mark Bernardin.
He has really good ideas. Really good.
Yeah.
I love it.
I like when they make up fucking movies and shit.
Yeah.
Just these insane movie ideas, and you're like, well, that could work.
It could.
I'm down.
Seriously. But, and then my third one is, it's called Cake and Cookies. And no, it doesn't have to do with anything about food at all.
Cake and cookies.
Right? So, it's this really hot lady and this really fat, bald dude called Rob Speedwack, and he's a drama queen. He's basically gay, but he's not really. And this little,
sexual.
Sorry, my bad. That's my, Yeah, you just shake your head and just like, fuck off. And Katie Von Herman, which is like this cute little, she sounds like fucking Harley Quinn.
That sounds porn starry.
It kind of is. But they're brother and sister, like, basically. And they just have really good conversations, and it's never dull, and they're really funny. And those are my three. So,
dig it.
Yeah. What about you?
And I spent all this time thinking about this like Thursday, and I kind of forgot. But
this is your fucking idea.
I know it was. You know how big Chris is into Titus.
Yeah, he loves Titus.
Yeah, wants to blow and shit.
Yeah.
I'm kind of getting that way with Pendulette. Like,
ooh.
I fucking love Pendulette, and I think same with Chris. Like, him and his dad will watch it.
Yeah.
Me and my dad kind of, like, remember when Penn.
Yeah.
Was the voice of Comedy Central.
Not Teller.
Yeah, not Teller. Teller talks. I've heard him speak.
Yeah, but he doesn't for the camera, though.
He doesn't for
performance.
The Penn and Teller show.
Yeah.
Oh. I've heard long interviews. He was on Penn's Sunday School.
Does he have like a deeper voice or a higher voice?
It's almost what you would expect of it to sound like.
Yeah, expect Teller's voice to sound like. I've even seen him, he talked on the Penn and Teller show. Like, he talks in the Penn and Teller show, but it's not much. He's got that silent Bob rule.
Yeah, he's like the Matt Swanson of the shit.
Matt Swanson.
Yeah.
Like, when Silent Bob throws the angels off the fucking train, he's like, no tickets. Which I didn't know was an Indiana Jones reference.
You didn't?
I didn't remember that part.
Remember it.
So, it's the one with Sean Connery, and they throw him off the blimp, and people are just, what the fuck? And he's, no tickets. Yeah. So that's an awesome. Yeah. Which I thought, which made fucking Dogma that much better for me.
Hell yeah,
because
dude.
Because it was a Sean Connery line. But man, I'm way into Penn Sunday School right now.
Really?
Yeah, and like, politically, we don't get along a lot.
But you can totally dismiss it and actually have fun at the podcast.
I dismiss it. Like, I agree with some things, but most of it, him and Teller are super libertarian. And,
nice.
And I'm a fucking hippie liberal and shit. For the most part.
That's all right.
Yeah.
It's America.
But they talk about show business and the Penn and Teller show and just all sort of atheist shit. Like, they had the...
So it's insight to, like, cool stuff.
Like, yeah, like, his house now is... they're calling it the Nevadican. Because he sold his house out in the desert. Okay. So they'd be closer to Vegas for his kids and shit.
Nevadican.
Yeah, and so the Church of Bacon...
There's a Church of Bacon?
Yeah,
there is.
Yeah, because bacon did die for your sins.
Hell yeah, and it's delicious.
Our Lord and Savior, the Church of Bacon. They put up atheist billboards all over the place, and people are pissed.
Oh my god. Yeah. Especially in the year of the fucking.
And they're not fucking crazy, like, hating on religion. Remember when we had atheist billboards around town?
Yeah.
Like, there was one up by your warehouse.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And people were pissed. Like, it was showing up on the news, and they need to respect it. And they're like, there's no disrespect. They are just doing, like, we've got all these fucking billboards around town that are. There is an answer. God, there's proof for God. Just call this phone number. It's like, well,
there's call proof. This number for
if there's proof for God, maybe this should be widespread evidence. Oh, like, hilarious. Everybody should fucking know. Or like, when you die, are you going to heaven or hell? Psalms 3:11 or something like that. What the fuck, man? So I listen to that show a lot.
I'd listen to it.
I fucking love Hollywood Babylon.
Oh, I totally spaced. I can't believe I forgot Hollywood Babylon.
Hollywood Babylon's so great.
Like, that's a tie with Batman and Fat Man for me.
Fat Man on Batman?
Like, those are like the two.
They both take the number two
fucking
spot.
Fucking Ralph Garman. Seriously. Why hilarious. Is he not more famous? I'm serious. Like, he has such a great talent.
I think he feels the same way. He calls himself the Red Baron because he does a pilot and it never takes off. It gets shot down.
Well, he's in Sharknado, so that's
pretty cool. What's his name? Plays Ash. Bruce Campbell.
Yeah, Bruce Campbell.
I heard Bruce Campbell on some show because they're promoting Ash vs. the Evil Dead.
Sweet.
Which I think I said last week, but that show is fucking fantastic.
I still haven't watched
it. I've only watched the first episode because... Because
it's free, isn't it?
Stars. Fucking... Yeah. They teased me. I was like, oh, I have stars! This is the best!
They, like, fondle your balls, mm-hmm. and then I tried to put your cock in, like,
nope. That'll be $10 a month. I'm like, God damn it! I went to watch the second episode, and they're like, scratch. Fuck you, stars!
$10.
Yeah.
Is it worth it? $10 for a show?
Maybe.
For a
season? Well, American Gods is coming out on Stars, too. Have you ever read American Gods?
No.
You should. It's the best book ever.
Doesn't sound great.
American God? Oh, it's great. It's like the old gods versus the new gods, and Odin hires this guy, and they go into this mystical...
You're talking about old gods.
Like Norse gods and shit.
Yeah, Viking
and
shit.
They're in a war with the new gods of highways and internet. And
what is it called? American Gods?
American Gods, yeah, by Neil Gaiman. It's the best book ever.
Go to fucking Amazon.
Yeah. Chris has it. They've got a new audiobook. That's a whole production, too. Like, voice acted and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. So, but Bruce Campbell was saying that when he's the leading man in a show, the show runs one season. When he's the secondary man, the show runs 10 fucking seasons. To be fair, Burn Notice is fucking great, too.
I haven't seen Burn Notice.
You haven't watched Burn Notice?
I know Bruce Campbell's in it.
Yeah, he's like the best friend. It's really episodic. Like, there's the main storyline that goes throughout, but every show they're helping somebody else out.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Right on.
And I think it's still on Netflix.
It's an FX show, isn't it?
It was a USA show.
Oh.
Yeah. But... Kathy and I, like, when she was pregnant, we watched a ton of fucking Burn Notice. And when she was in the hospital, I was watching more Burn Notice, just, like, fucking space, because my kid might die, you know.
Yeah.
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 So, back off dying kids. Hollywood Babylon's
great. That's depressing, man.
Yeah. What would be my third one? I listen to Fat Man on Batman quite a bit. That's good.
Yeah. Especially, like, with the new, like, how Kevin Smith is talking about The Flash. Like...
I haven't watched The Flash yet, so, like, I skipped the big Flash episode, but they're going to 3 a week.
Yeah.
So the Wednesday episode is probably going to be pretty flashy, Flash is
and they talked a little bit about the trailer and, you know...
Geek News.
Yeah, a little bit.
But, like, the second and third episode was Mark Hamill. It was all Joker, man, like...
Well, I would listen to that, like, 4 or 5 times a year. Like,
I listened to both those episodes a ton, and he had fucking Batman on, dude.
He even had Snyder, didn't he?
Yeah, he's had...
Oh, fucking had good guests.
And he's got a point, like, he can't...
Capello.
You run out of Batman people, eventually.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
You run out of voice
and
actors.
And he's at 100 now,
You run out of comic book artists and stuff.
Yeah.
So, people who are all pissy about Mark Bernardin and his geek show versus the Batman show.
I totally take the geek show. It's a fantastic
show. I love geek shows, man.
Yeah.
Tell him Steve Day is pretty good.
I never listened to that.
You never listened to that? Uh-huh. It's the comic book man, essentially.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. And they curse. So, it's great.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah.
All right.
And they talk about shit maybe you can't get away with on network television.
The AMC network?
Yeah. Which, I guess network television is just the big three.
Yeah.
They're on cable.
Yeah.
With AMC. Yeah.
You can only get so...
Tell us, Steve Day's pretty good. The podcast I was going to say that, like, especially those two would really like. But
yeah.
You ever listen to Serial?
I know. I've heard a lot about it.
The rest of the fucking world's listening to Serial.
Yeah. And I'm just like, do I really want to become that follower?
Oh, it's good, man.
Okay.
And so she does it in seasons. Like, the first season was 10 or 11 episodes.
Okay.
And then the new season just started Thursday.
Oh.
And it's about Bo Bergdahl and stuff.
All right.
You know, Bo Bergdahl, who fucking walked off his command in Afghanistan.
Yeah, yeah.
And then 6 people died trying to find him and shit.
It's
kind of
fucked up.
Yeah. So she's talking about the whole case. The first season was about this kid who allegedly murdered a girl in Baltimore. And, like, shit doesn't match up and whatever. It's worth listening to. Okay. At the end, no fucking conclusion, spoiler. There's no, like, well, he got off. I guess because of that podcast, though, he got,
reprimanded?
No, not even reprimanded, because they knew he was on the phone with her all the time. They listened to the phone calls.
Oh, shit.
He got a retrial. He's getting another trial.
Okay.
I don't know if it's started yet, but he's getting another trial.
Yeah.
And, which is crazy.
A podcast?
Yeah, it's an NPR podcast, essentially. Wow. Like, it's spun off of This American Life, which I like This American Life, too. Some of them are not great, but, you know.
They have their moments.
It's not that they're not great. They're all fucking great. They're all super well produced.
Okay.
They're just not interested.
Okay, so it's not your cup of tea, then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, so I listen to a shitload of podcasts.
Yeah, well, I mean, you fucking
drive. I'm by myself all day.
Yeah, I don't ever have time.
Yeah, no. Which I get. Like, you're fucking got your hand halfway into a dog and stuff. And
you don't want to
do that. Literally. You need to listen to the fucking dog and not... Not Kevin Smith talking about his ass again, like.
And I did listen to Jay and Silent Bob Get Old a lot.
I listened to Jay and Silent Bob. The first like 20 were super good, where he's still just battling it with it hardcore.
Yeah.
And his
stories were so great.
Yeah, and he had Danny Trejo on that one. That's right. Did you listen to Danny Trejo?
I love Danny Trejo.
I still listen to that Danny Trejo episode.
It's so great.
Cause you're like, holy shit.
Cause it's no Kevin Smith. It's just Jason Mewes and Danny Trejo.
Like, and Danny Trejo just laughs all the time, man. And he's got this amazing backstory. I didn't know. I'm like, well, he's just a scary Mexican-looking dude.
He's always scary.
But he was in fucking
everything.
Maximum Security, Rape You in the Ass prison. Like, he was in Bad Guy Jail, you know?
Bad Guy Jail. It's not jail. It's Bad Guy Jail.
There's jail. And there's Super Bad Guy Jail. He was there.
Oh my god. Yeah, no, he didn't he, like, get accused of being murdered, and he actually, like,
I don't remember what he got, but he got into acting because he was drug counseling and
yeah.
Helped this acting kid. And like, you look scary and Mexican. Or you look like you could be in prison.
Yeah.
He's like, I was in prison. And then what's his nuts? He did El Mariachi.
Are you talking about
Robert Rodriguez?
Yeah.
Robert Rodriguez, like, wasn't gonna have him talk in the remake of El Mariachi because once he talks, you, like, instantly fall in love with Danny Trejo. and so he's like, give me a line, coach. And he's like, no, because you're too fucking nice. And so he's just a scary guy that licked blades and stuff.
I haven't seen that. That's...
El Mariachi?
No, I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it in a long fucking time.
How old is it, do you know?
I know Robert Rodriguez, he was doing it as, like, his starter film or whatever.
Oh, so this is, like, before, like, Sin City.
Yeah, and he made it for, like, $500, he made it for nothing, dude.
Wow.
Or less than $2,000 or something.
So about what Kevin Smith paid for his Clerks movie?
No, way less than Kevin Smith paid for. He did it for $2,000.
Wow.
Yeah. And then studio execs wanted to see. He's like, no, I didn't make this for studio execs to see. I just wanted to make it. And he did all his cuts in camera. So, like, it's all one take. Yeah. And
wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, because he didn't have money. He had $2,000.
Yeah.
And he did it in his little town in Texas and stuff. And
how long is it? It's like, what, 20 minutes?
No, it's a whole fucking film. And so
he...
Yeah, and so then he called it El Mariachi because nobody's going to watch a movie called The Guitar Player. That's what he said. And he did it in, I think he did it in Spanish. And
Spanish movies, like, have, like, you know, English subtitles were way better.
But he wanted it just put in the back of the Spanish section as his test film, as his film to get acquainted with filmmaking.
Yeah.
And somebody found it and they showed it to exec. He's like, no. And then they're like, we want to release this. And he's like, no!
Oh, man.
And so I think they did release the original one.
That's funny.
And then they remade it with Puss in Boots there.
Oh, Antonio Banderas.
I can't remember anybody's fucking name today.
That's all right.
But Antonio Banderas and
just
like...
just need to get you a picture of beer and you'll be fine.
Machete was there and stuff. Which, he was Uncle Machete in the Spy Kids films, man.
Oh my god, I totally forgot
that.
About
was his
that.
Name, Uncle Machete.
Oh, so fucking awesome. Seriously, to be that guy. He's... going from, like,
Yeah, going from prison and
Bad guy prison.
Bad guy prison. He was gangbanging and into drugs. And he got in prison because he sold a fake. He sold a cop drugs.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Can I buy some marijuana?
Just like that.
Yeah, that's probably how they got into it.
Oh,
I saw a picture on the internet the other day. It was this title of it was like, these cops, and that you could tell they were just cops, and
yeah.
They just asked me for MDMA, which is
I don't know,
ecstasy.
Oh shit!
But that's how they asked for it, for MDMA, and he's like, nope. And it was like this outdoor rape, probably barter fair or something. But
oh shit!
I've heard some stories about barter fair. I've never been.
I've been to one. It was
a bunch of hippies and drum circles and shit.
I went to the one that was, like, in the middle of the desert, and I was on LSD with my brother. And
middle of the desert in Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just half the fucking state. That's what people don't tell you about Washington. They're like, trees on the sides!
Yeah. All around the sides.
The rest of the fucking state is desert, dude. it's not even the sides. Like, northeastern Washington and then the western coast. You get over those mountains, tons of fucking trees.
Yeah.
The rest of it's desert farmland.
it's not nice. No, it was, and we didn't really come prepared because we didn't bring any food.
Or water.
We brought beer and candy and had LSD for like 2 days.
When was this?
I think it was like two and a half years ago.
These are the people who clean your schools, everybody.
White power, sorry.
Oh, dude, I got you a yarmulke.
Oh, because I'm Jewish now?
Yeah.
It's an R2-D2 yarmulke.
You can't have it because it came with one of my kids.
But you just fucking gave it to me.
No, but you can wear it here.
I will.
It's from one of the kids' Halloween costumes. Yeah. It's an R2-D2 yarmulke. I was like, oh, Robert's our honorary Jew.
I just need to have a bigger nose.
Yeah. Oh, dude. For reals?
I'm Jewish. I gotta embrace this shit.
Mm-mm. You're barely Jewish.
All right, fine. I'm not Jewish then.
Wait, you guys want to end this fucking recording intro and then
Let's
go find Chris and Justin?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my yarmulke.
So, you know,
car.
Car.